Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I got the best coach in the world. Let's put it that way. And we have the best coaching staff in the world. And so you put the talent, the coaches, and the people that care. You can strive for anything, you can reach anything, you can go after any goal. And when you go out there in that football field, your belief is at an all-time high between players, between coaches, and you have outcomes like this.
If Spiegs were here, he would say, if you understand the song that this is underneath the soundbite, you might want to get your affairs in order. You're too young.
Doesn't everybody know this song?
What's the song, Alex?
People let me tell you about my best friend.
Yes. Yeah. Now,
see, Carmen knows it.
Yes. Now, do either one of you young people know where it's from? Ah, see?
No, I've seen it in, no, I off the top of my head, no, but I have seen it somewhere. Where is it from?
It's a theme song of a show called The Courtship of Eddie's Father.
Yeah, okay, now.
Which for us olds, that's why I'm saying you guys are too young to get that reference. And if you get that reference, it might be time to get your affairs in order.
Yes, Connor, that 70s show. Yes. That's where I heard it.
Yeah, okay. That's probably where I heard it then, too.
Because The Courtship of Eddie's Father was a show that was on in the late 60s and early 70s. And Eddie's father was Bill Bixby, a.k.a. the Hulk. And again, I have already just branded myself as an old earlier. Now I've confirmed it. I have confirmed it. I want you, when Carmen is here and Spiegs isn't here, you guys can go young. I'd prefer that you go young.
But no, that was a really good transition into the segment we're about to talk about.
It was perfect. It's perfect for that. Let's talk about the best friend that's the head coach and the quarterback of the team, because that's the whole point. The show works on multiple levels.
There it is.
And then Alex gets it, and that's why he's doing the job that he's doing. Watching these two guys, Carmen Vitale is sitting in for Spiegs, by the way. Watching these two guys grow their relationship is fascinating. You covered Ben in Detroit, and you were one of the people that were like, hey, if they get this guy, things could change rapidly. So what's gone into the relationship between Ben and Caleb to get them both to where they're at right now?
Well, it's interesting because it's not like it was all sunshine and rainbows from the very beginning with Jared Goff when Ben Johnson took over as OC in Detroit. That relationship took some work. It took working, because the way that Ben Johnson wants you to play as his quarterback is that he wants you to see the game like he sees it. That helps everything. That helps the cohesiveness. And in turn, that way, that allows him to get to know you and how to call a game for you and this, that, the other. So the two of these guys, though, we talked about it a little bit earlier where, like, they're both psychos. Like, just compliment, though.
Yes.
Compliment, right? Psychos, sickos. These are the adjectives I usually use.
Serial killers.
Serial killer. Like, these are the adjectives I use to describe Ben Johnson. And clearly, Caleb Williams has some of that, too, where they, you know, you talk about just how competitive they are and how obsessed they are with doing a good job. And it's funny because both Caleb and DJ told us after the game that last throw, that play, the game winning score was not a play that was initially in the playbook when they started the season. That was something that went in the second day of practice the week before. And DJ tells us this in the locker room. And so by the time Caleb gets up to the podium, he obviously gets asked about this play and how it was only in there, you know, this week. And Caleb was like, yeah, you know, I was up in Ben's office watching film with him and we were watching back this practice and we saw that that worked. And so we made some tweaks to the play itself, but we decided that we felt comfortable like running it in a game after one rep in practice. And we've talked about how much Ben Johnson wants Caleb to get reps and reps and reps and reps. After one rep in practice, the second day of practice that week, they felt comfortable calling in a game. Because but like what struck me about that was like Caleb was like, yeah, I was in Ben's office watching film. And I was like, oh, okay. So this is for real. Like, you guys have been putting in the work to develop this relationship, develop this camaraderie, develop this chemistry. And this doesn't work unless they do that. And, you know, there's been a couple of times where Caleb has mentioned that they spend one-on-one time together, or that like they talk about, you know, he's introducing Ben to certain music, or they're talking about their families, or all this other stuff. So it's not just about the X's and O's when it comes to this quarterback head coach relationship. It's about understanding who each other is as a person and going from there, because otherwise it's just not going to be successful. And I really think that that's what I've appreciated about covering both of these guys now in Chicago, is you just kind of see that this relationship is blossoming, and you can see kind of some of the traits that Ben Johnson has that are coming out in Caleb Williams, and kind of vice versa. The leadership, I talked about it on something this week where I was like, the blossoming that Caleb Williams has done as a leader isn't by accident. And it's not by accident that it's happening now and it didn't happen last year. And I think a lot of it has to do with Ben Johnson.
I think that's a great point by you. This is what Ben had to say about that growing relationship that he has with Caleb.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
From the outside looking in, it feels like your connection with Caleb has come a long way since the spring. What do you think allowed you guys to go from feeling each other out initially to then working and pulling in the same direction?
Well, I think it's, we both have the same goals, you know. We both care deeply about this team. We care deeply about this city. And I care deeply about his success as well. He understands that now at this point. And you only get to that by spending a lot of time together. And that's been what we've been focusing on in the spring and all the way up until now. Every single day, we're spending one-on-one time, quality time together to where we can be very transparent with each other. And I think what I've grown to love about him, and I hope he would echo the same thing, I think we're mentally very similar. We share a lot of the, you know, same competitive drive, and you know, we think very much the same way in a lot of regards.
Did you think that was the case when you got here?
Caleb's, you know, a little eccentric off the field, and
yeah, it's hard to tell, you know, without knowing a guy, but you know, you certainly respect the type of player that he's always been. You know, he's always been a guy that likes to compete and go out there, and he loves football. And I think when you have common interests like that, I do think it brings people together.
That's the first thing. Like, that the common interest mm-hmm. inside of the football part is the most important part.
Right.
And then you can build off of that and see maybe where some things intersect. But there has to be a passion about playing the game, number one, and then playing the game with a serial killer mentality sometimes.
Yeah.
If you're going to connect with a coach like Ben Johnson.
Let me be 100% clear here. I want my coach to be a psycho. I want him to be an absolute sicko. I want him to eat, sleep, and breathe this team. I want him to be petty. Sorry, Lawrence.
Dog,
I'm not over it.
Killer mentality.
That's right, Cap.
I want that. And I think that's what it takes to win in this league, because the talent level is just, it's all, you know, by the time you get to the NFL, everybody's talented, right? How do you set yourself apart? How do you create a winning culture, franchise, team? And it's all of the mental stuff. It's being mentally tough. It's having that attitude kind of permeate. And that's what Ben Johnson has done so beautifully and in so quickly. And I think a lot of that is because he's passed it on to Caleb Williams, who is a leader among his peers. And then that permeates from there. I mean, we keep talking about just the consistency with which Ben Johnson and the continuity that Ben Johnson has brought to Chicago in such a little amount of time that it's that mentality. And I love it.
So let's flip this around. We've heard what Ben had to say about it. Now let's talk about what Caleb has to say about why Ben is the best coach in the world.
Yeah, you said Saturday night that Ben's the best
coach in the world.
Yep.
In what ways have you kind of really felt his impact from when you got here through your development?
Yeah. First, him as a leader, and that starts with himself and how he holds himself. And you can see that, you can feel that, you know, in the building, you know, throughout the weeks, throughout the months and things like that. You get, you know, he upholds himself to a standard. And then from there, he preaches, you know, what he preaches is what, you know, is how he goes about his day, how he goes about his business. And then, you know, what he's told us and how he's going to be, he's been just that. So he's been really consistent. And then from there, you get onto the football field and you know, all these details and all these, alignments or all these, you know, formations and motions and, you know, my reads and adjustments and checks and all these different things that he tells me or tells us, you know, we go out there and it, you know, it works. And then you start building that trust, that bond, and, you know, you start believing and really believing in what he's saying and what he's teaching us. And, you know, you go out there, you do your job, you do your part, you do your 1/11th, and, you know, we're rolling. And so that's mainly speaking for offense, but, you know, defense, that attitude, that mindset that he carries, you know, that's the attitude of the team.
The concept of the buy-in.
Yeah.
Is huge here.
And what sticks out to me about how Caleb Williams talks about Ben Johnson too, is the trust that they've built. And like, that had to come first and foremost, because otherwise you're not going to believe in what he's telling you. That's just going to be empty words. You have to establish a level of trust. And I think Ben had a leg up on that coming in with the track record, essentially, that he did coming from Detroit, you know, having the league's top offense, most productive offense, the fun stuff, the way that he rewards his players by, you know, installing certain packages or plays for them and all that other stuff, where he came in with that track record, giving him a leg up, but he still had to like he couldn't just come in there and be like, well, look what I've done. And you should trust me because of what I've done. He also understood that he was going to have to individually gain every guy's trust in that building, starting with his quarterback, in order for any of this to resonate with them and for them to trust that he's leading them in the right direction. So when you talk about buy-in, it starts with trust. And that's something we've heard Caleb Williams talk about a lot, but not in the very beginning.
That's something that Caleb talked about. Here he is on how it took some time for these guys to get on that same page.
It took me a while. It took me, throughout camp, at certain parts, felt like our relationship was pretty fragile. Fragile at certain points from my perspective. It was like, geez, like this dude, doesn't seem like he likes me. He doesn't have to like me. You know, that's what you kind of realize. But at that point also, and to that extent, you start figuring out that's just him. And he cares so much about the sport. He cares so much about us. He cares so much about winning. He cares, like I said, he cares about us as players. That you start figuring out him, and you understand that, you know, when you're on that 53, the 53 by 120, it's that's his place. And so, being able to go out there, do our job exactly how we should and exactly how he teaches it. And then when you get off the field, he's one of the guys. He's a player's coach. He laughs and jokes with us. He's bumping us around and things like that. And so it's fun. It's enjoyable when we're off the field. It's fun and enjoyable when we're on the field. But it did take a little bit.
I can imagine that it took a little bit because Caleb having to let go of some of the experience of last year.
Yeah.
And being like, okay.
Nobody blames you if you got some trust issues.
100%, right? Like you walk into this being like, well, it kind of told me that everything was going to be okay last year,
and
too.
And it went spectacularly to pieces.
Yes, it was comically bad last year.
Right, so forgive me if I'm not super willing to jump on that train. But also, when you talk about the consistency of Ben Johnson, like, he's this guy 24/7. And if you don't know that it comes from a place of being obsessed with the game and from caring about his players and caring about the team and caring about preserving the integrity of the sport, I'm sure it comes off like, this guy's so intense. Why is he so intense? Does he hate me? Like, what is happening? And then you need to get to know him to realize that it's coming from a good place. And again, with all of that context built up with Caleb from last year being like, this is a lot right now. I need to, take a beat and figure this out. And again, like I said, this is the same thing that happened in Detroit too, and Jared Goff, like it didn't go well that first year under Dan Campbell. They went 3-13-1. And Jared Goff was also just traded from the Rams, despite the fact that, a couple years later, he had gotten them to a Super Bowl. So, like, obviously, Jared Goff is coming into this relationship with some trust issues. So there's kind of a lot of parallels there that you see, like, all right, it's not that Ben is intense for no reason, or he's intense because he cares. But you don't know that from the very beginning. And so it took Caleb, and you can hear it in the way Caleb talks about Ben. And I really think, like, again, that trust thing has only come into play over the last couple of months. Caleb Williams wasn't talking about how much he trusts Ben Johnson before that, for the most part. I mean, he might have said it, but it rang hollow back then. And now I think you can tell he means it.
And then if you're Ben, you end up with a disciple.
Yeah.
You end up with someone who is, to take the religious metaphor further, that carries your gospel back to the rest of the locker room.
We talked about the telephone that you have to play.
Mm-hmm.
By the time this stuff trickles down to the players, it's gone through the coordinators, down through the position coaches, then it gets into the rooms, and then it's up to the players, though, and the leaders among the players to show you that they're bought into it, too.
And if it's your quarterback who is leading the charge in that arena, it puts you in such a great position once you get the quarterback, once you get that guy, like you're talking about with Tom Brady, like once you get that guy on board with what it is that you're doing, there are no questions about like leadership
Right.
Right? Like, because you're hearing similar messaging from the head coach through the quarterback to everyone else in the room. And the amount of credit that Ben Johnson will end up getting because he's holding the quarterback responsible and accountable
yeah.
for stuff. That he isn't just like, oh, no, that's no. Now, Caleb's on a different no.
No.
I as a matter of fact,
he might be harder on the quarterback.
Correct.
Think about the intentionality too with which they chose captains this year, which was different from the last couple of years where it was ambiguous. There's like a rotating
there was 37 captains.
There was 37 like and they weren't announced until the, like what and you're just like, this is so much to keep up with. How is anybody supposed to take charge in this locker room? Whereas this year it was like, these are our captains. Of course, our quarterback's a captain. Like it was, I'm going to instill Caleb Williams in this role and make sure that he feels secure in that role. And then I'm going to build him up so that he's ready for that role. And I'm not going to do it like necessarily nicely. I'm going to hold him accountable throughout the entire thing. And again, in the beginning, that can rub people the wrong way. But then when you show up as the same guy over and over and over again, and you're holding your quarterback accountable, but you're also holding the wide receivers accountable. How many times have we heard, you know, when Caleb has a bad game, it's like, well, our entire passing game isn't up to our standard. That whole thing where he was like, we're winning in spite of our passing game a few weeks ago instead of because of it. He came back around. I thought it was unnecessary, but he came back around and said, I want to be clear. I'm not talking just about Caleb. I'm talking about the entire I'm talking about the receivers. I'm talking about the entire passing game, the entire offense.
Talking about the protection, talking about all of those things.
And he uses, like, his messaging through the media is also consistent too, which I think is a huge part of all of this, is that he uses the media very intentionally to talk to his team as well. And that it gives you, again, a trust that, like, what he's saying to you, if he's also saying that publicly, then he means it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.